This is The Guardian.
Regid Ahmed here on Gadigal land with the full story.
Ultimately, the proof in the failure is in the fact that we buried 15 of our dead at Bondi. That's the critical thing. And we need to get out of that place. We need to get to a point where Jewish Australians at Hanukkah this year, at the end of the year, feel safe, that we can gather again, that we won't be targeted. It's going to be a long process to get us to that point. There's a deep sense of...
In the wake of December's Bondi Beach terror attack at a Hanukkah event, Jewish community leaders say they still have burning questions about how the massacre could have happened. The Royal Commission, set up to answer those questions, is now well underway and will hold its first hearings this week. But ahead of that, Commissioner Virginia Bell has delivered her first recommendations in a highly anticipated interim report. In amongst it are new revelations, including whether more could have been done by police that day.
Well, I mean, look, in retrospect, if we'd known what was going to happen, we would have put an army down there. That's the truth. And it didn't happen.
The commissioner has also taken aim at the slow implementation of gun reform.
This is an urgent issue, and the fact that the Australian states and Commonwealth can't get their act together to implement nationally consistent laws is, when you think about it, quite extraordinary. Do we need another Bondi? Do we need another Port Arthur before this happens?
Today, senior reporter Ben Doherty on the Bondi Royal Commission. It's Monday, the 4th of May.